The Beatles and Revolution on 89.3 The Raven. Okier, good morning, and Blackfoot for our non-Indigenous friends, Shannon Wolf, Raven Mornings, and Lynn Gruhl. Thank you so much for joining me today. You're the CEO of the Native Women Association of Canada, and you're hoping to get an Indigenous woman on the $20 bill. What gave you the idea to do this?
We received a call from a company actually in Toronto. They do branding and they do advertising, and said, look, we've got an idea about putting an Indigenous woman on a $20 bill to raise awareness about the important and significant contributions Indigenous women have made in Canadian history and help with reconciliation and reconciliation through art. We thought it was a fantastic idea. So we decided to hop onto that idea with them and develop this relationship with these artists. And if any of you are out there, you must go in to Change the Bill on the website and see this unbelievable art and the explanations of why we think an Indigenous woman should be on that $20 bill.
And we'll get the link up on our website too, so you can check it out. But what sort of things do you have to go through to make this become a reality?
So we have a petition, so you just go on Change the Bill and then you click on it and sign up on that petition. We're planning to go to the Governor of the Bank of Canada as well as the Minister of Finance to bring our petition forward. We have well over 30,000 signatures now, and we're hoping that they will make a good decision towards a step towards reconciliation and select one of these amazing women. And if I could just take a minute to tell you a little bit about some of the stories.
Yes, please.
So Cindy Blackstock is an Indigenous advocate for children. She brought a case of discrimination for treatment of delivery of services on reserve for children, won the case against the Government of Canada. She has 18 honorary doctorate degrees. I mean, it's just amazing. And then Josephine Mandeman, she was over 50 years old when she walked around the Great Lakes 17,000 kilometers to raise awareness about pollution in our waterways and to raise awareness about the importance of water and keeping it clean. There's many other stories. Those are just two that I want to highlight and mention.
When it comes to actually choosing who it will be, how will that happen?
Well, that's an internal process of the Department of Finance, but with the amount of signatures that we have, and the artwork is really amazing, and they will have their internal processes. So we hope that we've influenced them enough to say it's time to do this in Canada. In the United States, they have a coin with Indigenous women on it. Joe Biden backed that project. And then we have in Australia a $5 banknote as well. So it's time in Canada.
Yeah, you touched on it a little bit with reconciliation. Why is this so important to happen now?
Well, you know, people are always asking us, what can we do about, you know, reconciliation? What does this really mean? Here is something that by supporting this, you're recognizing the important historic contribution of an Indigenous women, the first peoples of this country. And we need to, you know, work on that, decolonizing Canada, and we need to work on reconciliation. And this is just one step forward with recognizing the importance of our peoples.
So how long do we have to sign the petition and be a part of this?
Oh, it's going to be up there, I'm sure, for another 4 weeks or so. People can also buy a poster. So we've made posters with these $20 bills. They're stunning for $20, and all the proceeds go directly to the artist. So that's another contribution people can make.
Find out more on the website changethebill.ca, or find the link for it up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Thanks so much, Lynn.